The valley grows a whole lot of fruits and veggies, but what we don't grow here are a lot of avocados. But that could change if one researcher's test plot near Visalia proves successful. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, the researcher's findings could be beneficial to the citrus industry, and the growers worried about a disease moving closer and closer to the valley.
Customers love the guacamole served tableside at El Torito in downtown Fresno so much that about half of them order it. Daniel Avalos is the general manager there. He and I just ordered some guac. For $10, the appetizer is created on a platter in front of us.
She cut the avocados in half, and then she's getting the pulp out of the avocado, putting it on the molcajete. That's where we smash the avocado and mix it with veggies.
Avalos says the restaurant goes through about 500 avocados a week, and when the chain added tableside guacamole to their menu in the 80s, it quickly became a hit.
There you go. It's salud.
It's really good.
Really good.
Most of the avocados he buys are from out of the country, but he wishes California avocados were available more often.
California avocados, they're the best in the world, but, you know, we don't have them all year long.
One avocado researcher wants to change that. Mary Lou Arpaia is on a mission to find an avocado tree that can withstand the Central Valley's frosty winters and hot summers. Currently, most avocados in the state are grown in Southern California. For 40 years, Arpaia's bred avocado trees across the state for the University of California. On less than 5 acres at a citrus research center in Lemon Cove, east of Visalia, Arpaia thinks she's found 3 varieties that can do just that.
There's a void of California fruit on the market in the months of November, December, and actually early January. So if we can find different selections that maybe are unique, that fit into that window, then we help the entire California avocado industry.
Americans ate 2 billion pounds of the green fruit last year, and most of those avocados were a variety called Hass. That's 95% of all the avocados Americans consume. Hass is a variety discovered in California in the 1920s. It doesn't grow well in the valley, and the amount that's grown in the rest of the state is only available at certain times of the year. We just don't grow enough to compete with the large amount coming in from foreign markets. The goal is to breed varieties that aren't super tall, can be planted close to each other, and have a high yield. One type Arpaia and her colleague Eric Folk bred has all these traits. It's called Gem and is already sold at nurseries.
This is Gem. You can see it's sort of a little more oval or egg-shaped than Hass. It has the speckling on the skin. And this will, as it ripens, it'll turn dark. And a lot of times this sort of speckled lentisols will get a kind of yellow golden color.
Gem is actually the great-granddaughter of Hass. The second type is nicknamed Lunchbox for its small size. The third has no name yet, but Arpaia and Folk think it holds promise.
Lunchbox, that one peels nice, but I mean, this one just falls out of the skin. Like, you just open it up and comes right out and the skin's
It makes wonderful guacamole. I found just with a non-replicated test in my refrigerator, the fruit doesn't brown.
Arpaia says both of these varieties should be on the market within a year or two. That's good news for California avocado growers who want options.
I want our avocado varieties to be in season for more than 1 week, but I want it where you can say, oh, you know, it's July, it's time to pick this variety.
We have those premium supermarket chains that want California fruit. So if we can develop other varieties that will expand our season to a year-round or nearly year-round position, that would be fantastic.
That's Tim Spann. He's the research program director at the California Avocado Commission. The industry once funded the UC avocado research, but pulled most of their funding a few years ago to focus on pests harming avocado trees. Now he says the commission is thinking of reversing course.
In the last 6 months, there's been a lot of talk about new varieties and how some of those varieties could help us expand our market. We're talking internally now about, is it time to reinvest in the program?
John Stearns is one of the few avocado farmers in the Central Valley. He grows 25 acres of mainly Hass avocados on a hill outside of Visalia and says the incline of the hill actually helps keep the trees warm in the winter.
In the summertime, we do some cooling techniques with our emitters and
some foggers and stuff like that to help cool when it gets really hot, you know, over 105 degrees.
Stern says he'd love to get his hands on avocado varieties that do well in the valley.
If they could come up with a variety that's similar to the Hass that we could plant, you know, down at ground level instead of having it on the hills, I'm sure a lot of people would plant them.
But it's not just avocado farmers that are interested in the new varieties. Valley citrus growers are looking for alternative crops thanks to a looming threat to their business. The citrus industry is afraid of a disease called Wonglong Bing carried by tiny bugs called psyllids. It's a disease that decimated the citrus industry in Florida and has made its way to Southern California. Bob Blakely with the trade organization California Citrus Mutual says it's only a matter of time before it reaches the valley.
I hope it never goes that far. I hope that we're able to come up with resistant citrus varieties before we have to think about going to another crop. I'm just hopeful that the science is able to move quickly enough.
Still, Blakely admits if the disease reaches the valley, citrus growers will eventually need something else to grow. That could be avocados if the findings at the research center near Visalia prove fruitful. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.